of 2 Timothy chapter 1. And I'd like the Chinese readers to read today, and later I'll go through the English. But if the Chinese readers will read 2 Timothy 1, 1 through 7.
我们弟兄姐妹们，我们继续站立，我们先用中文来念提摩太后书，我们要从第一章的第一节念到第七节。提摩太后书，我们用中文来念。如果我们找到的话，我们就一起请。奉神旨意，照着在基督耶稣生命的应许，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗，写信给我亲爱的儿子提摩太。 愿恩惠怜悯平安从父神和我们主基督耶稣归于你。我感谢神，就是我接续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神，祈祷的时候不住地想念你，纪念你的眼泪昼夜切切地想要见你，好叫我满心快乐，想到你心里无为之信。 这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲友尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。为此，我提醒你，使你将神借我按手所给你的恩赐再如火挑旺起来，因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。请坐。
May I see the hands of the grandparents in here, please?
我能不能看这里已经做祖父母的话，能不能举手？
Way up,
我们来看看。
So I can see. Way up.
我们举得高一些，已经做祖父母的。
Okay, good. May I see the hands of the grandchildren?
或者我们能不能看这里是做孙儿这一辈的哈，做孙儿这一辈的。
Okay, good. This is a true story.
我要跟你们讲下面一个是真的故事。
This is between a grandfather and a four-year-old grandson.
这个是讲一个祖父和一个四岁的孙子他们的讲话。
The grandfather is babysitting his four-year-old grandson, but the grandson keeps disobeying the grandfather.
所以这个爷爷呢，他是来看这个他的孙子，但是呢，他的孙子根本不听他的话。
So the grandfather angrily says.
所以这个爷爷啊，他就有点发怒了，生气了。
You better shape up.
他说你最好做得好一点吧，你做得好一点。The
grandson says, I not shape up.
然后他那个孙子说，我不好，我不好一点。And
the grandfather, well, you better shape up before your parents get home.
然后他爷爷说，你最好做得好一点，等你爸爸回来之前，你最好能够做得好一点哈。The
grandson says, I not shape up.
然后他那个孙子还是说，我不，我不。The
grandfather says, oh, you're going to get in trouble.
然后他的爷爷说：“你这样下去的话，你会惹祸的。”Why
won't you shape up?
然后他爷爷说：“你为什么不能做得好一点呢？”The
grandson said, "I don't know what shape up means."
然后他的孙子就说：“我不知道你讲的要我做得好一点是什么意思。”How
can this grandson obey the word shape up if he doesn't understand what shape up means?
所以我们可以想象，这个孙子他根本就不明白你说要他做得好一点。
God knows that sometimes humans don't have the power to shape up.
但神实际上也知道，我们人，我们想要做好，但是我们做不了。Even
if they want to shape up, sometimes they don't have the power.
虽然我们想要，但是我们没有这个能力啊，能够做得使神满意。God
knows that sometimes we are weak and helpless because of our sin nature.
因为神知道我们里面不能这样做得好，满他的心意，是因为我们里面的罪。So
God knows sometimes we need godly reminders.
所以神也知道我们是需要常常有敬虔的提醒我们。One
godly reminder is that God is shaping our lives according to His best purposes.
有一点我们是知道，神是在这里要塑造我们，是按照他最美好的旨意。
However, he always gives us free will to decide if we want to cooperate with his perfect will or not cooperate.
当然，神也给了我们每一个人自由意志，我们愿不愿意来跟他的塑造来合作呢？或者我们不愿意。
One of the main ways that God shapes people is through His Holy Bible.
所以有一条神怎么样来把塑造我们每一个人建造我们每一个人就是靠他的圣经。
The Holy Bible is the world's most famous book.
我们也知道这个圣经是在我们整个世界上最最著名的一本书。
It has been translated into more languages than any other book ever written.
因为他们已经被翻译到各种的语言超过所有其他的书他们翻到了世界上各种的语言。
And Bible translators keep on working urgently so that every language in the world can eventually be readable and understandable.
所以现在还有世界各地仍然有在翻译圣经的要把它们 翻译成各种的言语使得各种 不同的人都能够看到圣经。
God wants his word available in all languages so they can hear of Jesus Christ and the good news that Christ forgives sins and offers life eternal.
所以神是希望他的圣经能够被翻译成各种言语所以不同的人都能够听到我们的、这个 好的福音就是听到我们主耶稣基督。
In the Bible's 66 books,
因为在圣经里面总共有66本书
there are descriptions of both men and women and how they lived their lives.
里面66本书里面其中讲到了、讲到男人和女人他是怎么生活的。
The Bible doesn't cover up sins.
所以、它圣经里面并没有隐藏一些、只讲好的东西。
It doesn't only point out successes in people's lives.
它也不是只是告诉我们、只是讲有些人的生活的很成功。
Biblical honesty then can be deeply trusted by people who are seeking real truth.
所以这个圣经的真实性它完完全全让人要来寻求真理的人能够完全的相信这本圣经。
Men and women are featured in the Bible.
所以在圣经里面有讲到有男有女。
While men in leadership are often highlighted,
所以常常讲到男人的时候是讲到他们里面一些做带领的他们一些的榜样常常会提到这些人。
Godly women like Sarah and Ruth and Queen Esther and Mary, the mother of Jesus, are described in their lives of faith.
也讲到一些妇女，就是讲到他们的信，包括我们讲到里面有撒拉，然后是路德，然后还有那个皇后以斯帖，还有玛利亚，就是耶稣的生母。
Even Rahab the harlot is described as she exercises faith in God.
其中 还有提到，包括妓女拉合也提到她怎样因信而得到得救。
Men such as Abraham and Moses and King David.
讲到男人的话，讲到男的里面，听我讲到有亚伯拉罕，讲到大卫，还有讲到摩西。
And the prophets are highlighted in the Old Testament.
也讲了许多的先知，也在这个旧约里面讲到许多。
But when we arrive at the 39 books in the New Testament,
当我们在39篇书之后，我们来到了新约。
I'm reminded of this quote, no person apart from Jesus himself shapes the history of Christianity like the Apostle Paul.
是我读的这本圣经里面有一个提示，有一个提示说，除了这个耶稣以外，保罗是对教会的建造、塑造、影响是最最大的。
And so God is shaping His eternal kingdom, and He is shaping each of our lives.
因为神他是在自己是一个建造者，建造教会，他也在改变我们的生活、生命。
And when God shapes, He is perfect when He shapes.
正是当神在这里塑造、建造我们的时候，他是按照他的完全的旨意。
Now, since Paul is very important, I want to look at the message in introducing him again.
因为我们讲到保罗是这样的重要，所以我们在这里要把这个信息在这里再次的讲。
When we study the New Testament, we see that God is redirecting and shaping Paul's new life.
因为我们看到、新约的时候讲到神是怎样在改变这个保罗的他的整个的生命。
Paul thinks he's doing very well.But God is going to come and redirect his life.
保罗他自己以为他是做得非常好，但是神，我们后来要看到神要来在这里把他做的完全的改变。
So the questions I have for you are like this. Did you have turning points in your life when you realized that the direction you were heading or living in was drifting away from God?
所以我给你们的问题是说，你们有没有在你们的生命当中、生活当中来到这一点，你发现你们必须要转变，因为你发现自己我们与神要我们走的路是好偏离了，越来越远了。
When did you realize, as I did, that God had a better plan to redirect my drifting life?
或者说，你们有没有什么时候注意到自己，我们必须要被神重新改变我们的生活的方向？因为我们知道神有最好的方法。
Did you fight with God to stay on your own path?
但有的时候你会神来要这样塑造你的时候，你是不是会来反抗呢？
Or did you reach a turning point in which you faced Christ and began to listen to Him?
或者说是你完全的愿意改变，来面向主，来真是让他来塑造你。
Before Saul's name was changed to Paul, what were the circumstances that were shaping his misdirected life?
所以我们在保罗他的名字还是扫罗的时候，他当时所影响他的整个的他的人生是在什么样的一个环境之下呢？
Saul is being shaped by the ways that were handed down to him by his Jewish ancestors.
因为扫罗他完全是在他一个传统接续他先祖的一个传统的教导之下被教育成大长大的。
The Bible states that sometimes the ways handed down by our ancestors are futile. They don't help us.
所以有的时候圣经里面也告诉我们，我们如果接续一些祖先传统的一些下来的东西是没有用的，是空虚的。
And the Bible says that sometimes the ancestral ways may seem right, but the direction will take people away from the living God.
所以圣经里面也告诉我们一些从祖先传下来的一些遗传看上去好像是对的，但实际上它方向是带领我们反而是走偏，慢慢的越来越远离神。
And some ancestral ways can turn into intense pride in our culture, in the culture, and it can actually turn towards idolatry.
所以有的从上面传下来的一些传统，他们里面有很多的骄傲和自傲，反而有的时候会把这个变成使我们变成一个偶像来拜。
Remember or reminding you that even our own fine ethnic cultures can be turned into idols if we are not careful, and they can replace the living God.
所以有的时候我们在这里也提醒一下，我们最好的一些传统也好，文化也好，是非常好的，但是常常会有这个危险，使得它成为代替我们来认识神代替神的，所以成为一个偶像。
From my mother's side up the chain and my dad's side up the ancestors, there were some things that were handed down to me, attitudes and spirit that hurt me.
所以是从我的母亲这一边传下来的，和包括从我父亲这条线上面所传下来的，有一些东西它是对我一些很大的伤害。
That doesn't mean I didn't love my ancestors. It just means that there were things passed down sometimes that hurt me.
并不是说我不尊重我的前辈们，但只是我是讲有一些事情他们传下来的，对我的生命成长里面有许多的伤害。
And Saul is also being shaped by the best religious education and training through the expert Jewish teacher Gamaliel.
所以保罗一样，在他的前期的生活里面当中，他也是被教导，是而且是在特别的有名的加玛列门下被教导出来的一个门徒。
Saul is at the top of his religious training school.
因为扫罗是在他的班上可以说是顶尖的顶尖的学生。
He's an elite Pharisee and almost perfect in keeping the Old Testament Jewish laws as a way to please God.
他可以称为在法利赛人当中是精英，他可以说他遵守旧约完全几乎到完美。
Saul is being shaped into a dedicated Pharisee who knows the Jewish Old Testament scriptures very well.
因为扫罗他是完全的热心于整个的旧约神的律法，而且是他是非常非常知道圣经的。
But Saul honestly believes that the new Christian movement led by a supposed resurrected Christ is very dangerous to Judaism, and he zealously loves Judaism and defends it.
所以, 啊, 保, 扫罗是这样的热衷于, 啊, 这个犹太的律法, 宗教, 他就所以看到这个被称为 这个复活的耶稣所带领的这个基督徒的走的方向，他认为是对非常非常危险，特别是对犹太教是非常危险的。Saul
hates the Christian faith.
所以扫罗他在这里非常的憎恨整个这个基督的信仰。So
he aggressively tracks down Christians and he arrests them and he imprisons them.
所以他在这里到处的抓，把一个个基督徒抓到监狱里去。
He even executes some of them for believing in Christ.
而且他还杀害了一些基督徒。
He even executes Christians for preaching the gospel of the risen Christ.
所以他们这些基督徒在传扬主耶稣的复活的时候，他也是把他们抓起来。
Even today, persecution and killing of Christians continues in the world.
包括现在我们对基督徒的迫害和杀害仍然存在。
Recently, within 5 or 6 weeks, two mainland Chinese nationals were kidnapped and killed by Islamic State militants for being Christian preachers.
所以也就是大概五个星期前，有两位中国的人，他们在巴基斯坦，他们也被那个伊斯兰教极端组织被他们抓起来杀掉，因为他们在这里传福音。
But even as Christians are persecuted in the world, God continues to write His kingdom story.
虽然迫害的事情仍然一直在有，但是神仍然在展开他整个的他的国度的展开。The
kingdom story cannot be stopped.
所以他的神国的发展是不会停止的。Now
Saul doesn't know yet what his place in the story is, but he will soon know what his place is.
虽然扫罗那个时候还不知道。 他将要在这个神的国度里面传这个福音的位置是什么？但是不久他就会知道。And
when God's perfect timing arrives,
当神的时间到的时候,
God intersects and he invades and he stops Paul's misguided zeal in harming Christians.
所以当神的时间到的时候，神就会来介入，来干预，来重新让这个扫罗。
Now God gets Saul's attention by temporarily blinding him and speaking to him.
所以我们在这里就看到，这个时候神就让保罗暂时的眼睛瞎了，然后神来向他说话。Listen
to how Paul is going to be redirected in his life.
我们好好的注意，这个保罗是怎样来回应神的话的。
This is my faithful translator. Here it is. Here's Paul being redirected. As he was traveling, it happened that he was approaching Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him, and he fell to the ground, and he heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and it will be told you what you must do."
在这里，我们在《使徒行传》第9章第3节到第6节是这样说到这个扫罗。扫罗行路将到大马士，忽然从天上发光，四面照着他，他就扑倒在地，听见有声音对他说。 扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？他说：主啊，你是谁？主说：我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。起来，进城去，你所当做的事，必有人告诉你。So
Saul gets up from the ground, and though he can, and though his eyes were open, he could not see anything.
所以保罗他是站起来了。扫罗他站起来了，但是虽然他眼睛是张开的，但是他看不见什么东西。
His instant blindness means that the men who are traveling with him must lead Saul like a prisoner into Damascus.
所以，他的眼睛暂时的瞎，就表示着说，与他同行的人一定要牵着他，带他进城。
Notice that Paul asks a pivotal question.
我们在这里特别注意到保罗问了一句非常有行家的话。
Who are you, Lord?
他在这里说。主啊，你是谁呀？
So Jesus begins introducing himself to Saul for the first time, and Saul has two choices to make.
所以是主耶稣他自己向这个扫罗在介绍他自己，但是扫罗也有两个选择在这里。
I can believe Jesus.
我这里有一个扫罗可以相信耶稣所说的。
And follow his directions.
就按照跟随按照他所讲的去做。
Or I can remain blind and misdirected.
或者是仍然保持我眼睛瞎，然后继续走这个迷路。
Who are you, Lord?
所以扫罗在这里说，主啊，你是谁呀？
Have you asked that key question in your life?
这样的问题，你们在你们的生命当中有没有问过？
I didn't know what to ask when I was 22.
在那个时候，当我22岁的时候。我都不知道怎么会来这样问。
I was finishing my undergraduate studies at University of Washington.
我正在华盛顿大学正在完成我最后一年的学习。
And I didn't know Jesus yet as a Savior or Lord.
我那个时候根本不认识主耶稣，他是一个救主，是我们的主。
I knew about him because I went to church.
我大概听到过他一些，我也去过教会。
But then two Christian brothers.Saw me and they understood I really was blind.
所以有两个族里的弟兄，他们看见我时候知道我是瞎眼的。
And they loved me and helped me, challenged me to start reading the Bible.
因为他们是这样的爱我，所以他们帮助我一起来在这里挑战我，一起来学习圣经。
And because they loved me, they didn't shame me because I had not read the Bible yet.
因为他们爱我，他们并没有说我好像没有读过圣经，他们就好像嘲笑我，看不起我。
So I read a chapter a week.
所以我每一周我读一章。
In John's Gospel.
所以是在读约翰福音。
And Jesus began to introduce himself to me.
所以耶稣他就自己来向我介绍他自己了。
He'd say, "I am the bread of life."
所以耶稣说，我就是生命的粮。
And then he said, "I am the light of the world."
他说我就是世界的光。
I'd read more, and he said, "I am the door of the sheep."
他然后又说我是羊的门。
I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧人。
Dick, I am the resurrection and the life.
我是复活，我是生命。
We could go by another chapter, and then he'd say, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
所以我们在继续往下读的时候，他就说我是道路、真理和生命。
And then he'd say, "I am the true vine."
然后他继续说到我是真葡萄树。
And as he introduced himself to me, I began to believe that he is the only perfect, holy Son of God.
所以当主耶稣他向我自己显明他是谁的时候，我相信。他是神的儿子，他是真正的是我们的救主。
Within months, I believed in my heart and I confessed with my mouth that Jesus is Lord.
所以几个月下来，在我的心里，我完全相信主耶稣他是我的救主。
And he saved me for his redirection in my life.
因为他完全的拯救我，让我在生命的当中的方向重新修正了。
And Jesus is introducing himself to Saul and going to redirect.His life.
所以主耶稣在这里也是重新来修正这个扫罗他所走的方向，他所侍奉的方向。
Notice that Saul is willing to obey God's humbling instructions.
所以我们在这里特别注意到扫罗他是很愿意顺服神在这里所给他重新定规的方向。
And obedience to God's will is always one of the best ways to be shaped by God.For his purposes.
所以我们首先一个顺服的心，这是让神来在我们的生命当中重新塑造和建造的一个最好的开始。
Since God has Paul's attention by temporarily blinding him,
所以这个时候 神已经抓住了保罗，在他让他一时暂时的瞎眼的时候。
Paul is called.
然后正是保罗被呼召了。
Redirected.
然后重新给他指引了方向。
And commissioned by God to a new role in God's kingdom story.
而重新被差遣，让他在神的国度里面有一个新的角色。
What does it take, or what did it take, for God to get your attention?
所以什么样的事情让神能够真正让你注意到神呢？
There's a story in that. I wish I had time to listen to your stories. There's a great story. What did it take for God to get your attention?
所以那很多的故事呢，就怎么讲能够让神能够让你真正注意到神。
For me, part of it took my parents going through a divorce when I was 16.
对我来说，一件事让我真正能够来注意到神的时候，是我的父母亲在我16岁里他们就分开了。
And that divorce, God ultimately used, but that divorce got my attention.
所以那个我父母的这样的他们的分开，他们的离婚，使得我真正被神所抓住了。
God changes Saul's name now to Paul.
所以神在这里改变了扫罗的名字，现在叫他为保罗。
And he's going to change more than his name. He's going to change his lifestyle, and he's going to take a former enemy and make him an ambassador for Christ.
所以他不但只是改变了他名字，而且他改变了整个他的一生，而且让他本来是可以说是敌人，现在已经成为主耶稣国度里面的大使。
Paul begins shaping the history of Christianity through his missionary journeys.
所以这个保罗他会在他所有的在那个传道的过程中来真正的影响塑造改变整个教会。
And he starts to shape the history of Christianity by the way that he's committed to following Christ.
他是怎样来在这里影响整个的教会成长，就是他自己的承认，完完全全的跟随主。
And Jesus turns Paul into a major writer of the New Testament now.
所以主在这里让保罗成为一个真正的他是真正的一个新约里面的主要的作者。
And under the Holy Spirit's guidance, listen to the writings that Paul writes.
因为是在这个圣灵的这个默示和引导下，这个保罗写了许多的书信。
He writes First and Second Corinthians.
所以他写了哥林多前书、哥林多后书。
He writes Romans.
他写了罗马书。
Then there's a home arrest, and then he writes Ephesians.
当他被在软禁的时候，他写信写了以弗所书。
Under home arrest, he writes Philippians.
他仍然在软禁中，他写了腓立比书。
Colossians,
哥罗西书
Philemon,
还有腓利门书
He's released from prison.
这个时候他从这个软禁中出来监狱中出来之后
Then they rearrest him and put him back in prison where he writes 1 Timothy 1.
所以他那个时候出来然后又被关进去之后他写了提摩太前书
Now his last book which we are now studying is 2 Timothy.
所以我们刚才读的是提摩太后书，也可以说是他的最后一本书。
And Paul knows he doesn't have long to live, and so he wants to see his mentor Timothy again.
So, 保罗这个时候他知道他可能在世上的日子不多了，他是很想念要见他的可以说他的学生提摩太。
He wants to say farewell to this young disciple.Whom he loves and who loves him.
他要跟他说一些他所爱的这个提摩太一些告别的话。
It is also Paul's farewell to the Christian churches who will read and study his final book.
他也是不但是写给提摩太，也是写给神的教会里面的最后的一些话语。
Do you sense that your days are numbered?
有的时候你有没有觉得到我们会不会觉得到我们当我们的日子可数的时候
Are you sensing that at any time your days could be done on earth?
所以如果当你有这个感觉的时候知道你大概在地上的日子不多的时候
Sometimes when I'm driving and I look over and see somebody texting and driving, I think this might be my last day.
有的时候当我在开车的时候，突然有好像接到一些短信，当我看了这个时候，我说有可能这是我的最后的日子了。
I'm not fearful of dying, but I understand there are only so many days recorded in God's book for me.
所以我并不是说我好像有惧怕怕死，但是我知道我的日子在神的计划当中是已经可备数的。
Would I like to ask him how many days I have left?
他如果我在这里问还多少日子还有剩下的。
Would you like to know yours?
如果你要不要愿意知道自己还有多少日子可以剩下。
Someone shaking yes.
但有的人是点点头想知道确实想知道。
Will you work faster or harder?
如果你知道的话是不是赶紧更加努力工作。
Or will you start throwing stuff out?
或者是你知道的话赶紧把一些东西开该卖的卖啊。
Clean the garage, clean the files.
或者是把一些文件也处理了，把车库也整理的干净一点。
Don't change your oil on the car anymore.
可能汽车也不要再去换油了。
If we knew the number of days left, I think we would live different. I think we would live differently.
如果我们真的知道我们在地上的日子的时候，还有剩下不多的时候，我们知道我们的怎样生活是会完全不一样的。
And
我想会完全不一样的。
And for the young ones here,
特别是对于这些在这里的年轻人来讲
，May I remind you?
我要不要在这里提醒你们？
It might only be a visit to the mall.
有的时候我只是是不是只是去这个大的商场啊 ，mall 里面看看。
When you get shot innocently.
但有的时候你也会在 mall 里面也会被人家枪杀。
This is not doom and gloom. This is to say you do not know the day that God is going to take you.
因为我不是说要给你们一个很沮丧的一幅图画，只是告诉你们我们确确实实我们随时我们在地上的生命可以结束。
Please don't tell me that your grandmother, grandfather lived to 98. Don't tell me that.
你不要跟我在这里自夸说我的祖父母他们活到98岁呢。
God bless them. They ate good Chinese food and they slept and rested.
所以真是神的祝福，他们吃了很好的中国食物，很健康，所以睡觉也好，他们寿命很长。
But don't count on the same number of days that they had.
所以你
don't count on it.
所以你不要指望他们有这么长的寿命，我们也会有。
And so Paul understands in God's economy, his days are coming, they're short, and they're going to execute him. He understands that.
所以回到保罗，他完全知道他在地上他要被砍头的日子非常非常的近。
And when he finishes 2 Timothy, indeed, they come to execute him and they decapitate him.
所以真正的当他写完这个提摩太后书的时候，他确确实实的被杀了，他是被砍头的。
And his martyrdom is a signal to all real Christians.
所以他这样的殉道是完全给整个的教会，神的教会是这样的一个信号。
That we must be willing to follow Jesus, even if it means death on his behalf.
我们仍然要跟随主，虽然我们会面对死亡。
Words matter greatly.
我们特别是讲到的话是非常非常的重要。
Our choice of words can bring life or death.
我们所选用的，我们所讲的话，可以带来生命，也可以带来带到死亡里面去。
How many of you have used words that you are not proud of?
所以有没有一些你们用一些话，你们不觉得是用一些或者特别是你们自豪的非常夸赞的话
？And how many of you have used words that bless people and they like to hear you coming to speak to them?
因为哪些人你们用了一些话，你们特别是来祝福赞扬别人的，他们非常喜欢。
Words matter greatly.
因为话是非常非常重要。
And the meaning of our personal names, especially if they were prayed for and invested in, are treasures that are waiting to be unfolded.
那么如果特别讲到人的名字的时候，我们如果特别是他们在这个里面有了祷告的心的时候，我们会注意到这个里面有非常非常好的保障在里面。
The name Paul means little.
包括讲到保罗，他的名字保罗是表示是小个子的意思，小的意思。
It sounds the closest to the Hebrew word for Saul, so the translation is Paul.
所以他这个声音跟那个希伯来的话扫罗是很接近的。
Some think that little referred to Paul's body build, that he's slight and maybe even weak.
所以这个里面讲这个小，可能有一部分也是正好讲到这个保罗，他确实是个子矮小。
And being little, slight, and perhaps weak in the Greek culture, was not admired because the Greeks like strong, athletic bodies.
所以在希腊那个当时的情况下的话，那种小个子是不被人所注意的。他们那时都要真是以高大的个子、健壮为这个自豪。
But God's chosen and anointed people, regardless of their outer body type, can have great, courageous hearts for the Lord.
但是神他所拣选的并不是看外表，他可以拣选在外面，我们看来是非常软弱的或者小的，但是他神会给他有坚强的、刚强的力量在他里面。
And the Word of God wisely cautions us, readers.Don't be fooled by external appearances of people or things or ideas. Be careful of getting caught looking at the surface.
所以神的话则常常提醒我们，让我们真是不要看许多的外表的事情，包括一些外表人的样子或者思想或者他们所说的我们以后光看外表的话是比较危险。
Proverbs says, "The eyes are never satisfied."
因为箴言里面说，我们眼目的情欲是很少能够得到满足的。
And advertisers know that truth.
因为做广告的，他们完全知道这一点。
They know that truth, so they will work that so that they will make your eyes not satisfied with what you have.
所以这个做广告的方面，他知道这个的奥秘，他就是想要让你的眼睛能够被他们所吸引。
And they will get you.
他们呢，真是把你钓你上钩啊，钓你上钩。
So be careful, the Bible says about watching appearances.
所以我们要注意圣经里面特别要注意我们的眼睛所看到的。
And now we look at Paul looking at his titles.
我们在这里看讲到保罗他的头衔。
I'm sorry. The verse one says, Paul. Listen, this is a beautiful description.You know how you do your emails when you do from dun 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 Xiao Zhang dun 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 da da da. So they say, "Oh, it's from Xiao Zhang." Okay, good.
当你如果你在写电子邮件的时候，你总有一个开头要介绍你自己就是从谁如果是个小张的话，哎，别人收到时候看，哦，这个电子邮件是从小张过来的。
Imagine getting an email from Paul, and he says this from.Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, according to the promise of life in Christ Jesus.
所以我们可以想象，在这保罗他在写，他介绍自己时，一开始他就说是保罗是奉神旨意，照着在基督耶稣里生命的应许，做耶稣基督的使徒的。
And you see that, and you say, "Don't delete this one."
所以当你看到这个时候，你说一定不要把它删去哈，不要把它删掉。
A most important and powerful word in that introduction is the official title apostle.
所以在这个里面最重要的一个字，他介绍自己就是他是使徒。
It tells us that Paul is God's chosen apostle under his command now and under his purposes and under his plans.
因为在这里讲的使徒，他是按照神的应许和按照他的命令在这里做使徒的。
And God wills Paul to be his apostle.
因为他神要在这里，他的旨意就是要保罗在这里做他的使徒。
And he is willing that Paul will obey Christ Jesus as his only most important goal in life.
因为保罗在这里，他愿意真正选择主耶稣成为他生命中的主。
Paul gets the job.
所以保罗在这里得到了这份职分。
And the call is only for him. They're not interviewing candidates.He is being called.
所以只有保罗被选中了，在这个职位上面，他们没有再找其他的人。
And the phrase, the promise of life in Christ Jesus is good news.
因为是在基督耶稣里生命的应许，这是一个好消息。
Those of us who are living life in Christ understand the privilege and the power.To live in Christ, it is a great advantage.
因为我们这些在主里面的，在主生命里面的，我们知道我们是何等的有这样的特权，是能够在主的生命当中。
It is the gospel that invites people to enter life in Christ.
因为是他的福音，是他的好消息，带人进入他的生命。
Enter life in Christ by confessing sins and receiving forgiveness.
因为我们在这里新的生命是靠着我们在这里，我们反省我们的所的罪。
Believing in Christ as the only Son of God, and then continuing to exercise faith in following Him.
因为我们在这里正是相信主耶稣是神的唯一的儿子。
Christ, yeah, Christ alone, the hope of glory.
因为只有他主耶稣自己，他是荣耀，他是我们所有一切的盼望。
It also should tell us that that the pastoral epistles that Paul writes were not just private letters.
我们在这里知道保罗在这里写的特别是讲到这个牧养的书信方面不只是一份私人的书信。
Paul's letters were intended to be read to the churches committed to the proclamation of the gospel.
所以在这里保罗在这里写的这些书信他也是要会给那些神的家神的教会所有愿意跟随的在这里读他的信。
And so Paul says that God has appointed me as an apostle to the Gentiles.
所以保罗在这里也说到神派我差遣我成为外邦人的使徒。
But he also understands he's an apostle to his own Jewish people. So it's a both and, Jews and now Gentiles.
他当然也知道他也是犹太人的使徒，所以不仅是外邦人，他也是犹太人的使徒。
The good news is for all people.
我们讲的好消息，这个福音是为所有的人的。
And when he opened up the gospel for all people, he included you and me who are not Jewish in ethnicity.
所以当他向福音向我们来传扬的时候，包括你和我，我们这些不是犹太人的人。
So now Paul is beginning to understand he is an ambassador for Christ.
所以保罗在这里非常清楚，他是这个神的使者。
And he realizes only Jesus can save people, not Paul.
所以他也知道，只有主耶稣基督他能够拯救人，而不是他自己保罗。
You cannot stop God's will in Paul's life now.
所以这个时候，你再没有办法在保罗生命当中来停止来阻止这个神的旨意。
The government can execute him, but it will not stop his influence.
虽然政府掌权的可以来把他杀掉，但是没有办法来影响。他对教会的整个的塑造和影响。
And God's will can never be defeated by any power or person or nation or circumstances. The story goes on.
因为神的旨意是没有不会被任何的人或者任何的权势能够所被阻挡的。
And it is God's will to shape Paul's life now for the kingdom of God purposes.
也是神的旨意在这里，他要重新的塑造保罗，为了他自己的国度。
Here are some questions for us to consider answering.
我下面有一些问题，让我们来这里一起提出来，我们一起来讨论。
Do I really want God to shape my life for His purposes?
我们是不是真正的愿意让神来重新塑造我们
？Do I really want to surrender my will and my agenda and my life and let God redirect my life?
我们是不是真正愿意将我们自己的我们的自由意志我们所有的时间和我们的日程的安排完全的来交出来
Do I really want God to redirect my time or my health?
特别是愿不愿意神真正来重新指引包括我们的怎样用时间和我们的身体的健康
Do I really want him to redirect how I spend my money?
我们真正愿不愿意让他来重新告诉我们我们当怎样来使用我们所挣的钱
Do I really want him to redirect my career or my chosen career?
包括我们的我们的工作我们的职业
Do I really want to let him redirect or direct if marriage for me is in his plan?
包括如果我们是不是真正的愿意来听他给我们所指引的方向包括在婚姻方面
Do I really want to have him take direction for my descendants, my children and my grandchildren? Do I really want him to take over and direct their lives?
我们也真正讲，是不是愿意包括我们的后代，我们是不是也愿意交在神的手上
？Our answers will determine how much we really will please God in this life.
我们的回应怎样来回应这样的 是会决定我们今后的人生。
And when you watch Paul's life, his answer to all of those questions is, Lord, go ahead. Direct me, I am yours, do it.
所以我们在这里看到保罗时候，他的回应，回应神是说，神啊，请做，请在我身上做，我愿意完全的顺服你。
So this young disciple Timothy gets to watch Paul, how he lives, how he talks, how he's in prison. He gets to ask him questions, and he gets to watch Paul's life.
所以这位年轻的提摩太这位门徒是保罗所带的，他在这里真是看到保罗是怎样的生活，怎样的说，包括在监狱里面，他是完全能够有这样的好的一个影响在他周围。
I heard a Christian workshop leader ask two questions the other day. Great questions.
我有一次在一个讨论会基督的讨论会上面特别讲到带领的里面，他们提到两个特别好的问题。
I said they were statements, and the statement was this: Watch my life.
他实际上不是问题的，他就说是相当于一个陈述一个表示说，看我的生活。
Ask me questions.
他然后呢问我问题。
Jesus says, Watch my life.
耶稣也说要你看我的生命。
Paul says, Watch my life.
所以保罗在这里也说你注意观察我的生活。
Paul says, Imitate my faith as I'm imitating Christ.
所以也要效法我，就像我效法耶稣一样。
Can I say to my two sons, Sons, watch my life, ask me any question. Am I that open with them?
如果包括我自己的话，我能不能跟我的两个孩子说，你看我是怎样活的，而且问我问题。
If I'm not hiding from God, or I don't have deep secrets that I'm keeping from people, I think people could ask me, let me watch your life.
所以我如果没有真正在神的面前什么东西可以隐藏的话，我真是能够完全的敞开，让人来真正的注意观看我的生活和生命。
Timothy's watching. He's watching Paul's life.
所以这个提摩太他是完全盯住在看着这个榜样，他的保罗的榜样。
And the second point, how does God shape Timothy's life now? How does he do it?
然后我们看神是怎样来重新塑造这个提摩太呢？
Verses 2 through 5 says, God shapes Timothy's life through the godly influence of his grandmother and his mother.
因为在这里保罗写到提摩太他是被重新塑造，是用了两个人，一个是他的祖母和他的母亲。
Grandmothers and mothers are going to shape Timothy, and he's going to become a powerful person in the kingdom of God.
所以提摩太的祖母和他的母亲这两位会他们的影响会造就这个提摩太成为一个对非常非常刚强的一个主的仆人。
Timothy's name means he who honors God.
因为提摩太他本身的名字是说他是尊主为大的。
How about you say, what does my name mean? And he who honors God.
所以他们讲到一个名字的时候，讲这我的名字什么意思？他这个名字是说尊主为大。
You mean you didn't name me 买东西？
或者说你没有给我起个名字是买东西
？You didn't name me smart person？
或者给我起个名字，意思是说这是一个非常聪明的孩子。
You name me he who honors God, you put me under a lot of pressure.
所以你如果把我的名字取成我这个人是敬畏神的。你给我很大的很大的压力哦。
But the mother and grandmother are going to pray for this boy to come into the meaning of his name. They're going to pray. They're not just going to give him a name and walk away.
所以他祖母和他的母亲不但只是给了他名字，而且是为他祷告，让他能够长成配得上他这个名字。
Their faith, their grandmother and mother's faith is described as sincere.
他在这里讲到我们保罗在这提到他的祖母和他的母亲他们的信是真正的信。
They are teaching him the Old Testament scriptures.
他是讲了他们是教导他神的话语。
Their sincere faith means following Christ as his true disciple. Not a fake faith, not a hypocritical faith.
他们在这里讲到的真正的信，就是心里无为之信，不是一个假的外表的，乃是一个真正的。
Their faith was not full of nice appearances with little reality.
这个真正的啊，真正信不是讲的只是外表的一些表现出来的，乃是它里面真正的活出来的。
I remember the phrase I first heard: 有名无实 ，a name but no reality.
所以他讲到有名无实这个词，特别想到这个成语。
They have a name and they have a reality. It's a sincere faith by the grandmother and mother.
所以他们的祖母和祖母和母亲，他们是有名有实哈，有名有实。
Lois's name means, best or most beautiful.
所以这个讲到罗伊，他的名字本身的意思是。讲的好的意思啊，是美丽的意思。
And she has a beautiful faith in Christ.
所以她在主的里面有非常美好的信。
And Timothy's mother Eunice, her name means good victory.
那个罗尼基，他也是讲到是在非常好的信哈，在他里面非常好的信。
And the way she lives her life is victorious in Christ. You got two women who are influencing this young man who's going to be powerful in the kingdom of God.
所以他在这里真是他们在神面前真是过了一个得胜的生活。
Okay, so it is clear, right? Parents and grandparents can influence their descendants. Amen.
所以在这里讲到，我们知道我们的祖父母和父母亲这辈，他们是完完全全可以影响到他们的孩子的。
Here's the next action step for grandparents and parents: pray for your kid or grandkid.
所以在这里我们要讲到，特别是祖父母或者父母亲们，一定要为你们的孙儿辈或者儿女辈为他们祷告。
Brothers and sisters, Timothy's dad is a Greek.
我们在这里讲到提摩太，他的父亲可能是希腊人。
His mom and his grandmother are Jewish.
他的祖母和他的母亲是犹太人。
So you have in Hawaiian we call hapa.
如果我们在夏威夷的话，我们叫做
part and part.
就是两方面合在一起的了。
There's nowhere in Scripture where I can find Timothy's dad influencing him.
我们在圣经里面没有圣经没有提到提摩太的父亲是怎样影响到这个提摩太的。
I'd like to make a message out of that.
但我真是想要从这里面能找到。
I'd like to say, well, the father's absent.Doesn't care for the kid. I can't build that message because the scripture doesn't say anything.
对，我可能会想他哦，这个父亲可能对这个提摩太真是没有任何的影响，但是圣经里面没有说，所以我也不能这样讲。
All I know is the mother and grandmother are named, and the dad is not there.
我能所讲的，我们看到的是他的祖母和他母亲在圣经里面提到，但是他的没有提到他的父亲。
我不知道。I don't know.
所以那就没有讲，那我们就不知道了。
So his grandma, the influences are from the mother and grandma, and now the influence is by his mentor Paul.
然后在除了他的祖母和母亲之外，然后他也在保罗的受保罗的影响。
Paul meets Timothy as a teenager.
所以当保罗见到这个提摩太的时候，还是在他在十几岁的时候。
Eventually, their relationship grows and matures, and Timothy becomes a disciple of Christ, mentored by Paul.
所以在这个保罗的带领和关爱下，慢慢的，这个提摩太他就成为了主的门徒。
Timothy is allowed to travel extensively with Paul and becomes his co-worker in the gospel work.
所以保罗也带着提摩太去了许许多多的地方，让他在主的福音当中成为他的同工。
If you travel with people enough, sometimes you see a side that other people don't see.
所以当你一个人如果是和别人常常一起旅行的时候，你可能会看到一些东西你平常是看不到的。
In Philippians 2:20-22, here's what Paul says about Timothy.
因为讲到在腓立比书里面第二章20-22里面，特别保罗是怎样描述提到提摩太。
This is great.
这是我非常喜欢的。
He says, "For I have no one like Timothy who will be genuinely concerned for your welfare. For they all seek their own well interests, not those of Jesus Christ. But you know Timothy's proven worth, how as a son with the father he has served in the gospel."
啊，因为保罗在这里在腓立比书里面是这样说到提摩太的，因为他说，因为没有我没有别人与我同心，实在是挂念你们的事，因为别人呢都求自己的事，并不求耶稣基督的事。他说你们知道提摩太的名正，他兴旺福音与我同劳，待我像儿子待父亲一样。
Paul remembers Timothy fondly，
所以保罗在这里讲到这个提摩太的话，他是完全这心从心里面发出的对他的赞许。
Paul saw the tears that Timothy was crying when he said his last goodbye to Paul，
因为保罗他实在是纪念记得这个提摩太在跟他告别的时候提摩太的眼泪。
So now Paul is in prison waiting his execution, and he's calling for his friend, his disciple Timothy, to come and see me for the last time.
所以保罗在这里他也知道他面临被处决的日子快要到了，他也真是盼望切切想念这位提摩太能够再来见他一面。
What would you say to a person who's been your disciple in Christ if it was the last time you were going to speak to that person?
如果你要向他说什么呢？如果你知道你这是跟他的在主里的门徒是最后一面的时候，
Would you make your words count?
你愿不愿意让你的话能够真正的被他所得着？
Would you say, yeah, would you say, come to my grave and cry for me?
你会说，你到我的墓前来哭为我哭泣。
What would you say? What would your words be?
但你这个时候，你想想看，你到底要跟他说什么话呢？最后的话。
Verses 6 and 7 captures what Paul is partly saying to Timothy.
所以在这里第六节和第七节真正的讲到了保罗他所要想说的。
He wants to remind Timothy what he's received from God.
因为他在这里要再次的提醒提摩太他从神所得到的什么样的恩赐。
And he wants to remind Timothy of what he needs to do.
他要再次的提醒提摩太他所要继续所做的。
And he says there's something in there's something in Timothy's makeup that causes him to be timid and fearful.
所以保罗他从心里深深的知道他了解提摩太在他的人里面他有一些的软弱。
The Greek word says that Timothy has sometimes a spirit of fear.
所以在希腊文里面说到讲提摩太有的时候有一些胆怯的心在他里面，胆怯的灵。
And Paul says, if this is not corrected in the Lord, how can you be a church leader if you have a spirit of fear?
所以保罗深深的知道，如果你这个胆怯的心没有被对付的话，你很难成为一个教会里面的一个带领的。
So there's a warning there.
所以这里在这里给他一个非常的好的警告。
Then he says, "Here's what God has given you, not the spirit of fear."
所以保罗在这里特别提醒他是说，神所给你的不是胆怯的心。
God has given you power and love and self-discipline, self-control. That's what he gave you, three powerful dosages.
因为他是保罗这里提醒提摩太，神所给你的乃是刚强仁爱。
And
here,
and Timothy, here's what you have to do in your lifetime.
所以他在说，提摩太，你要完全的抓住，在你后面的余生，要紧紧的抓住这些。
Do this with me, please.
他跟我一起学我做这个样子。
What are you doing?
他说你在做什么呢？我们在做什么呢
？You're stirring.
啊，你在这里是搅动啊，在这里搅动的意思。
Paul says, Timothy, the Greek is beautiful.Fire and stir. You need to stir up with fire the gifts God gave you.
所以，保罗在这里讲，要提摩太是要眺望起来神所给你的恩赐，再次的眺望起来。
He gave you the gift of power and love and self-discipline. Stir it up, stir it up, stir it up.
所以，神给你的有这个刚强和仁爱和这个谨守，你一定要把这个恩赐眺望起来。
Don't let the spirit of fear take over. Stir it up.
不要让这个胆怯的心在里面继续在里面。
You're being called. He has purposes for you. He has positions for you. Stir it up.
所以你已经被呼召了，他已经在给你放了一个侍奉的位置在里面，所以眺望起来里面的火。
Don't cave in to fear. That's not from the Lord.
所以不要再有惧怕，任何的惧怕。
Stir it up.
所以完全的被挑旺起来，挑旺这个火，这个恩赐的神，你的恩赐的火。
Timothy, do this and you will live.
所以你当你这样活的时候，你就要也继续的要这样的做。
So Timothy will eventually see Paul executed.
所以提摩太也看到保罗被砍头了。
He may actually see how he dies, how bravely he dies. I don't know. It might be a private execution.
所以有可能提摩太也看到这个保罗是怎样的被杀的时候是这样的英勇。那也有可能就是被杀的时候没有人看到的。
But Timothy saw it. He said, Paul said, stir up the gifts that God gave you.
但是提摩太他确实是记住保罗跟他说的话，真是被那个神的恩赐的火重新被挑旺起来。
And when Timothy matures, he will become the first century Christian bishop of Ephesus.
所以看到这个提摩太成长了之后，他是成为第一世纪是在以弗所的大主教。
God's writing the story. He wants Timothy to be the first bishop, first Christian bishop in Ephesus, and he will have much influence.Over Ephesus.
所以这是也是神的旨意，让提摩太在这里成为以弗所的大主教，让他有更多的影响在神的家里面，神的教会。
Don't be weak and timid and fearful. Stir up the power of love and discipline. Do it.
所以提摩太他不再是有胆怯的心，而且是刚强仁爱和谨守的心在他的里面。
And when Timothy turns 80 years old.
当这个提摩太到八十多岁的时候
he sees a mob marching in the street to honor the goddess Diana.
所以他那时候看到有一帮匪徒，他们在这里真是举着女神，假女神了，戴安娜假女神，他们在街上游行。
80 years old and he confronts the mob and he starts to preach the gospel of Christ.
所以他虽然是八十岁，但他 到前面去跟他们要传福音。
And they get really angry at him for stopping them. They want to worship a false goddess.
所以这些匪徒们他们非常的生气，非常的恼怒，他们因为他们要拜这个假神女神戴安娜。
80 years old.
这个时候提摩太八十岁。
Power and love and self-control.
所以他所有的是刚强仁爱。和谨守，所以那些其他的人并不在乎他。
They beat him there.
他们在这里打他。
They drag him through the streets.
把他拖到通过街上拖过去。
And they stone him to death.
而且用石头把他砸死。
No old folks retirement home for him.
所以可以说没有一个他自己的那个退休的生活。
He heard how Jesus died.
他知道耶稣是怎么死的。
He saw how Paul dies.
他也看见保罗是怎样殉道的。
And now in God's story, it is his turn.
然后在神的计划当中，现在是他的殉道。
And he doesn't look like he has a spirit of fear.
因为这个时候我们看到他完全里面没有再没有任何胆怯的心。
Let me just ask you a few questions in closing.
然后我再问几个问题，我们就可以结束。
What does this passage tell me?About my relationship with God.
所以我们刚才讲到这个保罗所讲到的这些信息里面能够告诉我们提醒我们和这个神的关系是怎么样的。
What does it tell me about my relationship with God? The way that God is allowed to direct or redirect or not. What does it tell me about my relationship?
给我什么样的提醒我跟神的什么样的关系是不是我愿意让神来重新塑造我。
Let me give you a few points that I've answered, and then we'll end.
让我来给你们几点是我的答案。
Here's what I've learned. God has been shaping me since I was conceived in my mother's womb.
所以神实际上他一直在塑造我，当我在我的母胎里面的时候。
It was a miracle birth.
我的出生也确实是一个奇迹。
And I'm glad to announce a Chinese doctor saved my life.
我也可以说是一个中国的医生，他救了我的生命。
And my mom always told me that story.
所以我妈妈常常跟我讲这个故事。
And as a born again Christian, I know my life is not my own.
所以我是作为一个重生的基督徒来讲，我的生命不再是我自己的了。
God has forgiven my sins.
因为神他已经赦免我的罪。
He purchased my freedom.
他买赎了我。
And now I can choose to serve Him, serve Christ.
所以我可以选择在这里选择，我愿意来侍奉主耶稣。
This passage tells me, as a born again Christian, everything I have has been given to me by God.
所以这个信息也特别告诉我，我所有的都是神所赐给我的。
God owns it all.
所有的东西都是属于神的。
So therefore I conclude.
所以我可以得出一个这样的结论。
When I die physically here.
如果我是我的生命在地上结束的时候。
Everything I temporarily own.
所以我所有的我所有拥有在地上所拥有的东西。
I will leave all of my possessions here.
所以我仍然把这些东西都会留在的地上。
My oldest son gets all my Chinese books.
我的大儿子会拿到我给他所有的我的中文的书。
Two shelves.
有两个书架。
And he will also get all my Hawaiian books.
他也会大儿子也会继续得到我的夏威夷话语言的一些书。
Two shelves.
也是两个书架。
He already has seven bookcases of his own books.
他现在他自己已经有七个书架。
When he sees my six, he's going to say, "Aiya."
当他看到我的要给他另外六个书架的时候，他可能会头疼了。
This boy loves to read, but he's going to inherit more books when I'm gone.
但是我这个孩子他很喜欢读书，但是我离开的时候，他会得到更多的书。
So knowing I'm going to leave everything, I need to learn how to be a wise manager of God's resources.
所以我在这里活在地上活的时候，我真要成为一个有智慧的人，在地上管理神所赐给我的。
And be accountable to Him for how I spend my time and money.
我真是要对神所负责，我怎样来使用我的时间、我的钱。
And here's the final reminder for me.
这也是一个对我自己的再次提醒。
For us.
也是对我们大家的一个提醒。
If you do not have a godly mentor,
如果你还没有一个敬虔的导师，或者是比较年长一些可以做你辅导的
，Don't wait at home for the mentor to come to knock on your door.
你不要再指望他可能来到你家来敲你的门。
Pray for a godly mentor.
你真是向神祷告，能够在你的生命当中能有一位这样好的一个带领你的或者指导你的。
Pray for a godly mentor like Paul in Timothy's life.
就像祷告神，就像在你的生命当中也是安排一位，就像在提摩太的生命当中安排的这位保罗一样。
When I at 22 believed Christ.
当我在22岁我相信主耶稣基督的时候，
In some ways I had lost 22 years because I didn't know him.
那个时候不管怎么样，我那时候意识到我完完全全丢失了22年，因为我那时候不认识他。
And knowing this, God started giving me mentors right away.
所以这个时候当神唤醒我的时候，他立刻就给了我一个好的一个导师和带领我的。
And every mentor loved me and customized until their part was done, and when I sounded like them, God moved them.
所以当我的这些带领我的这些导师这些伙伴们他们知道我所需要的我所需要哪些方面修建修造的，一直到我能够像他们样子的时候，然后神就把他们带走了。
If you are already a godly mentor to people,
如果你自己已经是成为别人的导师或者是带领的，
Keep growing in godliness.
继续在神的里面继续的成长。
And stay alert to what God wants to add to your mentoring.
也注意特别警醒，知道神还要给你加添哪一些人需要你牧养和照看的。
Thank you for listening today. I trust that God will feed you with something vital so that He can redirect your life because He has a better idea than you.
所以十分谢谢大家能够在这里一起听这样的信息。我特别的相信神在你们每一个人的生活当中都会有他的旨意，他要来重新的塑造你。
谢谢你。
谢谢你。